The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, what should you freeze and what shouldn't you freeze? Well, who better to give us some tips on how to get the most out of our freezer? But Orla Drumgool, who's the author of Irish Mammy Cooks, and Orla is here. Do you love your freezer?
I love my freezer. In fact, I love all my freezers. I have three of them, Claire.
Three freezers?
Yes, three freezers.
Why, pray tell?
Because I grew up in a house with nine children and a working mother. And so Mammy always had a chest freezer. And even when she died, this is the terrible thing, when she died, we found some of her tart in the bottom of her freezer. It had been there a year and we ate it.
Yeah, well, you did, because tart freezes really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have always, I've always grown up in a house with batch cooking and freezing things. And I suppose as the years have gone on, I've kind of tried to be more mindful and not throw everything out. So nowadays I freeze everything. Like if I have a lemon and I'm going on holidays, you can throw that into the freezer because...
Oh, really?
Yeah, wash the skin before you put it in, and then you can zest it straight from the freezer. You can put it into the microwave and you get fabulous juice from it.
That's a great idea, yeah. Zesting. Like sort of like what you would do with ginger, which is great from the freezer, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I used to zest it and I used to grate it and put it in, and now my sister said to me, why do you grate it first? And actually it's much better.
It's much easier.
So much easier. Yeah.
So now we were having a little chat there in the ad break and I was talking to you about the freezer. We have kind of a funny relationship with it. And I think I've figured it out. I'm not mad about putting cooked things into the freezer and eating them afterwards. I think they're just not the same. Like if you have raw meat that you buy or a chicken or whatever, that's grand. Put it in, defrost it and cook it. But a cooked leftover dinner, frozen, taken out, defrosted. Mm-mm.
Do you know the amazing thing? I love the little Chinese takeaway containers.
Yeah.
And what I started doing in recent times with Mam, for example, was when you'd have your Sunday dinner and there was always leftover, always make extra mashed potato, always make extra vegetables, always make a bit of extra gravy. And then you literally put a dinner into a Chinese tub. And then you take it out.
The full dinner.
The full dinner. Because then you don't have, because if you just put the meat in, sometimes you're kind of looking.
Dry.
It'll sit there forever. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, but it's really handy if you do that. And the gravy works really, really well. You put a lid on it, you put a little few drops of water on it and you microwave it. And it is literally like Sunday dinner all over again. And I found that's really helpful. Same thing with curry and rice. Don't throw out your rice and don't freeze it all in one batch. Put the curry and the rice together, put the satay and the rice together, and then you have a dinner. And you can send your college students away with it for dinner on Monday because they have soccer or music or whatever happens to be on. So I think that doing it in a sensible way is good. Also using parchment, Claire. If you put in your sliced meat, I always slice the meat before I put it into the freezer. Slice it and put just a little tiny layer of parchment between
in between,
and then you can take out two slices at a time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That I'm already thinking the Christmas ham. That's a good idea for the ham.
Well, I always do that. That post every year gets loads of views because people go, "I never thought of that," but it's so handy, and it just means that you actually use it. We used the last of our Christmas turkey last week.
Oh, did you?
And I know people say, "Oh my God, it's only supposed to be there for a month." It's so far down in my chest freezer, it's not going to come to any harm. Mm-hmm. And it was very tasty. I just put it in, but make sure if you heat it, that you put a lid on it. Or if you heat it in the oven, put it into tin foil with a little bit of parchment, a little bit of butter on top, and kind of make a steam packet. And it tastes like Christmas Day.
When I was thinking about you coming in, I did a small audit of my freezer, but I stopped now after a very short period of time. But what I found in there was my little project last year, which was apples, cooking apples, which I peeled and chopped but they were a funny colour, you know, they didn't keep properly. So I must have done something funky with it. But anyway, I got rid of them.
Okay.
And then I stopped because it's just too far back. I couldn't.
Fine. And the thing is, if you put those into a crumble, by the time if you make a fresh crumble, very often your apple has kind of browned anyway.
I suppose
so
it has.
So the trick with that is put them into water with a little bit of either citric acid or lemon juice, and then they will keep beautiful colour forever. So
before you freeze them, put a bit of lemon juice
on
them.
What I do with them is, before I freeze them, I poach them in a little bit of water. So I put a litre of water into a pot. I put 50 grams of sugar and 50 mils of Cointreau. And then I use that to kind of poach the apples. And that will do for 15 apples. Uh-huh. And you just literally take them out with a slotted spoon, you put them into a tub and you freeze them. And they are perfect. They work really well in tarts, in crumbles, for stewed apples and custard. They're delicious on top of your yogurt. They're really good.
Yeah, it's a great way to preserve them because they do go to waste otherwise. I mean, you can wrap them in all the newspaper you want, but if you have a bad apple in there. Yeah.
And honestly, the newspapers have never worked for me, and that's why I have just started doing that with them. Mm-hmm. And then you can use the peels to make pectin. You just put the peels and the pips into a...
This is getting very complicated now.
No, it's so easy. You just peel your apples, throw them into a saucepan, and you just put water over them, boil it up with a bit of lemon juice, and then take out the peels and just reduce that down. Mm-hmm. And that's pectin, which really helps your jam.
Of course, the freezer really comes into its own when it comes to bread. And I know you're a big bread maker. So how
yeah,
you're wincing.
Is the problem
you have
for
a lot
me.
Of bread.
Yes, we have a
you?
Lot of bread. Because I love batch bread, and I find it and I buy a couple of loaves. And then I'm now on the sourdough grind and I'm really enjoying that. So I resisted making it yesterday because I said, no, I have two half loaves. They have to be eaten first. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand your weaknesses. So everybody has a weakness. Some people, it's buying chickens. Paddy's aunt used to buy a fresh chicken every week and freeze it. And when she died, there were about 20 chickens in the freezer. So you just have to understand. And you have to categorize your freezer as well, Claire. So you have a drawer and that's full of fruit. And then once that's full, you don't buy fruit until you use some of it. Mm-hmm. So it is that thing. You kind of need to be
do
a bit
your
organized.
Audits.
Do an audit and have a list. And when you use something,
and have you a way to pack the bread before you freeze it? Or are you just putting it into a freezer bag?
No. Well, I put ordinary, a pan of bread, a loaf pan that's sliced. I just throw that in because it actually separates very easily. But it's the parchment again. And so I put sourdough.
So your own bread, you're putting in a
you cut
parchment.
It up in slices, and it works really well with the Guinness Brown. Little piece of parchment, only a tiny little square. It doesn't have to be the full size of the slicey. Mm-hmm. As long as there's a bit between them, it just helps to keep them separated.
And you brought me in some biscuits. Are these from your freezer?
They're from the freezer. They were made about 3 months ago, and I took them out this morning at 7 o'clock, and in 20 minutes we had fresh cookies.
And they are all mine. Orla, thank you so much. Orla Drumgool, the book is called Irish Mammy Cooks. Great. We'll see you again very soon. I am going to finish the freezer now later on today. That is my plan. Thanks to everybody for listening and for getting in touch. Don't forget, you can listen back on the Go Loud app. Huge thank you to the team, as always. Cormac McDonagh on sound, producers Alex Russo and Dee King, research by David O'Connor, Dylan Hand and Shanna Cole. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane. And
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.